We want to turn in God's word to John's Gospel and the chapter 8, John's Gospel. And chapter 8, we want to read just a few verses together, beginning to read here at verse 21. So the Gospel of John, chapter 8, and the verse 21. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. And whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself, because he saith, whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. And amen. We trust indeed that the Lord will bless the reading of his word to all of our hearts. Let's unite our hearts together. Let's pray. May God will bless his word to the hearts, even to the salvation of precious souls. Loving eternal Father in heaven, we lift our heart to thee this day. We thank you for the gospel of Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the message of salvation. And we thank you, Lord, that we can gather together, even this fashion, though we're closed away one from the other, and yet the word of God can be preached from our study to the hearts of people in their homes. The word of God is not bound. We thank you for this. We pray you bless the preaching of the gospel to the salvation of souls today. You help us to speak much of our great Saviour, Lord Jesus Christ. And bless us now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Dying in your sins. Dying in your sins. No one denies the fact, in the midst of life, there's death. We are all going to die. We think of the death that's all around us the moment, this moment in time, all over the world. Put on the television broadcasts, we were told about people who has died in this coronavirus. Over 200,000 people all over the world has been taken away from their family, from their friends, and they have faced the last enemy, which is death. But we're all going to die, every one of us. The widow who came to King David said to David in 2 Samuel 14 and verse 14, for we must needs die. We are going to die someday. We do not know the time or the where perhaps. But every one of us is going to die. And the question is this, how will we die? How will we die? How will we face the last enemy, which is death? What do you think about death? Some people die suddenly. How often we've heard of perhaps a loved one or a neighbour, one day they're with us, we're speaking to them, maybe you're working with them, and the next day, you hear they're dead. They've died suddenly. Like the man in Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, says, thy fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. No one expected him to die, but he died. He died suddenly. It would have been the talk of the whole community. But he died suddenly. Some people die in their sleep, of course. How often you read the list of people who died in the newspapers and you read down it and nobody says peacefully. And there are occasions people go to bed to say perhaps goodnight to their families and kiss their families goodnight. And in the middle of the darkness of the night, death comes. And they die in their sleep. And they never awaken to a new day, friends. And you can die suddenly. You can die in your sleep. There are people, of course, die with sickness. There are many illnesses in the world today. Cancer, ill health, other conditions. The coronavirus, their sickness comes. It breaks down health. It breaks down bodies. And then we find this. The people die with sickness. Then another death, of course. They're dying in the Saviour. You know, Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13, it says, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. That's a great death. Dying in the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many ways in which a man or woman may die. But I want to consider here today the death the Lord Jesus here speaks about, dying in your sins. Three times in this chapter 8 of John's Gospel, chapter 8, the Lord Jesus speaks about the possibility of somebody dying in their sins. In verse 21, he says, "Ye shall seek me and shall die in your sins." In verse 24, "That ye shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." Three times the Lord Jesus speaks about somebody who's dying in their sins. I want to say this to you before we continue. This is the worst death of all. The worst death. We read of people dying with car accidents, dying with cancer, dying with the coronavirus, dying with great pain and dying in great agony. But there's no doubt about it. This is the worst death of all. Dying in your sins. The Lord Jesus tells us, you shall die in your sins. Will you die in your sins, friends? I want to say just three simple things concerning this. I want to speak about the explanation for this death, or the cause of this death. When a person dies naturally, we all ask, and we say, well, what happened to them? Why did they die? What was the cause of it? And we're told then particular reasons why they die. Well, why is it then that people will die this death? This sinful death, really dying in their sins. And the Lord Jesus puts his finger on it. He tells us here in the verse 24 why it is, the explanation why people will die in their sins. Now listen to these words. "I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." And the Lord Jesus, remember, is looking at a people who believe in God, who believed in Moses, who believed in the law of God. And yet he says here, if you don't believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Unbelief here. Believe in certain things. Notice it was believing certain things about Christ. If ye believe not that I am, and the word he is in italics. And what the Lord Jesus said, if you don't believe who I am, that I am the sovereign one. Notice the title he uses. I am. And the word he is in italics. You don't believe that I am. Now you think of that title. It brings us back to Exodus chapter 3 at the burning bush when Moses appeared unto God, and Moses was making all these excuses why he shouldn't go to Egypt, why he shouldn't bring the people out. And he said, well, who will I tell the people sent me? Well, God told them. And the Lord says to Moses there in Exodus chapter 3 and the verse 14, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Notice the title. God. The God of the Bible. This great, this mighty God. He says to Moses, here is my name. What name, says Moses? Well, I tell the people. He says, here's my name. I am. Now you think of us. Here's the Lord Jesus Christ saying to these Jewish people, I am. You know, dear friends, he's a sovereign one. He is God. The Lord Jesus Christ is God. He has shown these Jews who he is. The very beginning of the gospel here in John's gospel and the chapter 1, you can read it in verse 1. It says about the Lord Jesus Christ, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Immediately, John starts to pen his gospel. He brings these great truths before us of who the Lord Jesus Christ is. He's God. He's with God. He's eternity in the beginning. In verse 14, his humanity, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And he's shown the people here very, very simply that the Lord Jesus Christ He's God. He's I am. Now, the Jews didn't believe that. Didn't believe it. Even though, friend, you read the Bible, the Lord Jesus demonstrated that he is God in his words. Remember, in John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 30 to 31, he says, I and my Father are one. And it says that the Jews took up stones to stone him. And on down in the chapter, he says, why are you stoning me? What was their answer? They says, thou being a man, makest thyself God. They knew what he was saying. They were saying, thou art the I am. Thou art God. Dear friends, in his words, read what he says many, many times in the word of God. He says, for instance, in John 8, verse 12, I am the light of the world. In John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In John 11, verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. Listen, no one else could say such words. No one else but a divine person can say, I am the resurrection, I am the life, I am the way. No one else but the Lord Jesus said it. Because, dear friends, he is God. And if you don't believe, he says, that I am, the Lord Jesus has shown us here, if you do not believe that I am the sovereign one, you shall die in your sins. You shall die in your sins. And not only the sovereign one, he went on to tell him about the saving one, because you see that in the verse 28. And he says to them there, when you've lifted up the Son of Man, that then shall you know that I am he. And again, the word he is in the italics. And he says here, when you've lifted up the Son of Man, when I go to the cross, you're going to see something, that I am. I am the suffering one. I am the one who's come into this world. I am the one who will die for sinners. I am the one who will suffer for sin. And you're going to see this. And if you don't believe that I am the suffering one, you shall die in your sins. You shall die in your sins. The great truth of the Bible is the Lord Jesus is a suffering one. In love, in mercy, he came into this world and he loved us on to the end, friends. He died. He died a horrific death on the cross. He died for our sins. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, Paul says these tremendous words, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, listen, Christ died for us. He had no sin of his own, not one. But the Bible is very clear here. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he died upon the cross, he died for us. He died for the ungodly. He suffered in our place. He took our punishment upon the cross. He put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. In 1 John chapter 2 and the verse 2, it says, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Friends, when he hung upon the cross, he says, finished. What was finished? He made a sacrifice wholly acceptable unto God for our sins. I am, he said. I am the suffering one. I am the Son of God who became man, came into this world, who died upon the cross and shed his blood, who is going to die upon the cross and shed his blood. I am the saving one. I am the one who came into this world. In John chapter 4, verse 22, he's a saving one, because he says there in Samaria, thou art the Christ, the Savior of the world. I am the one who can save to the very uttermost. I am the Savior. I am the one who sent from God down into this world to save sinners. And if you don't believe that, you shall die in your sins. He's given the explanation. Why is it all over the world today, friends? Multitudes of people are dying in their sins. Because their faith is not in Jesus Christ. They're not believing in him. The Mormons, they don't believe Jesus Christ is God the Son. Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe it. Others don't believe it. But friends, if you don't believe these truths, you should die in your sins. And if you don't believe them, you've heard them preached, you've read about them in the Bible, and if you do not believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, and that he's the only Savior, and if you don't trust him, you will die in your sins. You will die in your sins. Here is the explanation of this death. If you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins, friend. And this is the Lord, these are the words of Christ. He's telling us why it is people will die in their sins. Because their faith is not in him. Is your faith in him, friends? Are you trusting him as your Savior? But the Lord Jesus goes on to tell us another thing here about this sinful death. The conclusion of this death. Notice what he says in verse 21. And I say to you, very, very solemn words. Because he says, then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. And notice these words. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Think of the words here of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's telling us the conclusion here of the sinful death. A person who dies in their sins. He's very, very plain and straight to the point here. And what he says, if you don't believe who I am, that I am he, you should die in your sins. And whether I am, notice these words, very solemn, you cannot come. You'll not be coming. Where is Christ? He's in heaven. He's in heaven. He's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. In heaven. He's in heaven, friends. And the Lord Jesus is saying here, the person who dies in her sins, they are barred from heaven. They're barred. They cannot get in. Sin cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. And the person who dies in their sin is barred from heaven. Yeah, heaven's a holy place. Heaven's a holy place. God dwells in heaven. This great, this mighty God is holy, who despises, who hates sin. Sin cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. And if a person dies in their sins, they're barred, they're stopped going into heaven. Now, the Bible tells us that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and Paul says in verse 9, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven? Only good name to lift the sinners. But he's shown us here, you'll not be getting in. You'll not be getting into heaven if you come before God in your sins. You're barred. In Revelation, for instance, chapter 21 and verse 27, and there shall no wise enter into it anything that defileth, that a whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they that are written in the Lamb's book of life. And here it tells us very plain at the end of the Bible, they'll not be getting in anybody. But all shall no wise enter into it anything that defileth, or whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. In other words, you come before God in your sins, you're barred. You're barred from getting into heaven. Closed out, friends, because of sin. Forbidden to enter. This is one of the conclusions of dying in your sins. You're barred from heaven. And if you die in your sins, you will on no account get into heaven. On no account will you get in. Not only barred from heaven, but banished to hell. Oh, dear friends, dying in the sins of unbelief, you're lost. If you die in your sins, I had to be honest and faithful to the word of a living God, you die in your sins, you're lost for all eternity. Think of the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, the great plain and gospel teaching of Christ in Mark 16, verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not, listen, shall be damned. Just pure black and white preaching from the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't believe, if you don't trust me, you're damned, you're lost. Not only banished from heaven, but dear friend, or sorry, barred from heaven, but banished from hell. Banished for hell for all eternity. And when a person dies in their sins, and here's the problem, their sin remains. They come before God in their sins. The presence of sin has not been removed. The pollution of sin has not been removed. The penalty of sin, which is death, has not been removed. There they come, and guilty before God. And dear friends are lost. The Lord Jesus said, if you believe that I am He, you should die in my sins, and where I am, you cannot come. Luke 16 tells of that man who opened up his eyes in hell and torments. He died in his sins and was lost. He was lost for all eternity. Here's the conclusion of it. I said to you, it is the worst death of all for anybody, to die in their sins and to find themselves lost for all eternity. It's the death of all deaths, terrible death for the ungodly. Dying in your sins. Oh, dear friends, if you die with this coronavirus, if you die in any other way in the next day or two, remember, you die in your sins, you're lost. You cannot get into heaven. You've missed your opportunity. And you're lost for all eternity. It's a conclusion of this sinful death. Whether I am, you cannot come. You cannot come. Can I say to you, thirdly, about the prevention of the sinful death? The prevention of it. When a person today is told they're going to die, unless you do something, well, they do it immediately. They're given tablets. They take this, it will prevent you dying, I guess. Take this medicine, have this operation. And they do everything. They do everything to stop the physical death. How can we stop this sinful death? How can I prevent myself or yourself from dying in your sins? Well, the Bible tells us, and Christ tells us, and the Word of God is very plain in this. The only way, of course, is Christ. The repenting from our sin has to be done to prevent us dying in our sins. In Acts chapter 3 and verse 19, Peter says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Notice the words here, friends. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. The blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse, listen, will take away all sin. But you must repent, you must turn from your sin, that your sins may be blotted out. And then you must believe in Jesus Christ to be your Saviour. You must trust Him, the Sovereign One, the Suffering One, listen, the Saviour One. The Philippian jailer cried out in the darkness of night, what must I do to be saved? Well, he was told very, very plainly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and I shall be saved on thine house. Listen, do you want to be saved? Do you want to be forgiven? Believe. Trust the Lord Jesus as your Saviour, and ye shall receive everlasting life. And that's what he did. That's what he did, friends. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ will prevent you dying in your sins. Nothing else. I want to say it to you again. Nothing else. It's not enough to be brought up in a Christian home. Well, that may be good. It's not enough to go to a good Bible-believing church and to hear the gospel. And that is good. It's not enough to say, I read the Bible, I say my prayers. Listen, you must come as a sinner to Christ, cry unto Him for mercy. Say, Lord, save me. Take away my sin. Give me everlasting life. And dear friends, He will save you. And you know when you die? Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. Isn't that a wonderful thing? You're not but dying in your sin. You're dying in the Saviour, the Lord Jesus. A sinful death, friends, for those without Christ. But trust Him. Come and put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to die for your sins, because remember, the Lord Jesus died for sinners. Isn't that wonderful? This is the good news of the gospel, that Christ loved us and came into the world, and He alone can give us everlasting life. Trust Him, and all sin is taken away, friends. And when you die, your sins are gone, and you'll go to be with Christ, which is far better. That's the answer. That's the answer for the worst death of all. That will come upon anybody dying in their sins. And when people die, I said, oh, were they ready? Were they ready, friends? It comes across my heart. It comes to my mind. Were they ready to die? I asked you in closing, are you prepared? Are you ready? Or will you die in your sins and be lost? I urge you to come to Jesus Christ. I urge you to trust him with all your heart today. Dying in your sins. Friends, turn to Christ. He'll stop this. He'll save you. He'll take you home to heaven. He'll give you everlasting life. I trust the Lord will bless his word to all of our hearts today. Let's just close in a little word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for being with us. I pray you bless the truths of the gospel to hearts. To those who are all converted today, but turn today to Christ that they might be saved. Keep us all safe, Lord, until we meet again. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.